Spring? Is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely there fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. That means more comfort and less baggage. Experience how Allbirds is redefining comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's Allbirds.com, code SUPER24.
Even as City Hall pushes to reduce costs, NYC's daily care cost per migrant household hits $388. It's Tuesday, March 12th, and this is your New York Daily News. Tuesday's forecast calls for partly cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 62 and a low near 45. Before today's top story, a New York City judge took the rare step of issuing an arrest warrant for one of the city's most infamous landlords for allegedly failing to correct hundreds of hazardous building violations at a pair of Washington Heights properties. Daniel Oheb Shalom, also known as Dan Shalom, figured at the top of the Public Advocate's Worst Landlords watch list for the second consecutive year in December. There were a record-breaking 3,293 open violations across 300 apartments in 15 buildings he owns. An agent of Oheb Shalom, Jonathan Santana, is technically listed in the number one spot. Manhattan judge Jack Stoller found the notorious slumlord showed a sustained lack of seriousness in making the court-mandated fixes at 705 and 709 170th Street in Upper Manhattan. Oheb Shalom is now facing the prospect of up to 60 days in jail on Rikers Island unless he does so. Find this story and so much more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
The city is currently spending more money on housing and services per migrant than it did last summer, despite projections from Mayor Adams showing the overall price tag for the crisis is dropping thanks to reductions in the number of asylum seekers in the city's care. Molly Wasso Park, Adams' social services commissioner, revealed in a city council hearing Monday that the city's current average per night cost for caring for a single migrant household, known as the per diem rate, is $388. That price tag is inclusive of all expense categories related to migrant care, including shelter and food. The figure disclosed by Wasso Park is $5 higher than the $383 migrant per diem rate Adams cited last August. After Monday's council hearing, Adams spokesman Charles Lutvak noted that the per diem rate hit a peak of $394 on October 10th, indicating it has since come down slightly, though still higher than August. In November, Adams ordered his administration to figure out a way to reduce overall projected migrant spending by 20% in the current 2024 fiscal year, using the projection from August that included the $383 per diem rate as the starting point for that savings target. Last month, City Hall said the administration had been successful in formulating a plan to achieve the 20% cut, putting its new projected total price tag for the crisis at $10.6 billion through the end of the 2025 fiscal year, down from the previously forecasted $12.25 billion. The lowered projection prompted Adams to reverse some budget cuts he'd enacted months earlier to offset spending on the migrant crisis. The mayor said last month that his administration was able to lower the projected spending because of a push to reduce the migrant shelter census. The administration's main mechanism for doing so has been to limit consecutive shelter stays for migrant adults to 30 days and migrant families with children to 60 days. The policies appear to have had an impact, as there are currently about 65,000 migrants in the city's care, down from about 68,000 in August. The other component that the mayor said last month would help bring down migrant costs was for the city to shift away from for-profit migrant shelter contractors in favor of relying on more cost-friendly nonprofit providers. It's unclear how much progress the administration has made on replacing for-profit contractors with nonprofit providers. NYC Health and Hospitals, which has helped oversee the migrant response, advanced multiple new for-profit migrant services contracts just this past December, including one for DocGo, a controversial medical firm that has come under scrutiny by State Attorney General Letitia James. Asked at Monday's council hearing whether she anticipates the migrant per diem rate will start going down, Wasso Park suggested there's still work to do on that front. "I absolutely think that we will see changes in the asylum number as there is a push to manage costs down," she testified. The $388 per diem rate comprises costs associated with housing migrants in the city's network of humanitarian emergency response and relief centers, known as HERCs, as well as in its traditional Department of Homeless Services shelters. In the traditional DHS system, the per diem rate is far lower. For a single adult, it's $145.13 and $232.40 for families with children, Wasso Park testified, indicating the elevated migrant per diem rate is being driven by HERC spending. It's unclear, however, what the per diem rate is at a HERC facility. According to the latest data from Adams' office, the city has spent just over $4 billion on housing and services for the tens of thousands of migrants, mostly Latin Americans, who have arrived since spring 2022. The mayor has in recent weeks said driving down city migrant costs is especially important, as it appears unlikely the federal government will provide any additional meaningful financial relief anytime soon. The 60-day policy that the mayor credits as a cost-saving measure has so far only been impacting migrant families with kids staying in the city's HERCs. In Monday's hearing, Wasso Park said there is a potential possibility that the Adams administration will seek to subject migrant families in the DHS system to 60-day limits too, though she conceded that would likely need state approval. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at NY Daily News. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.